Good afternoon. It is 12:35, and you're listening to Campus Connection, our call-in show with members of the Petersburg School District. I'm Taylor Heckert, and joining us today in Studio One, we have School Board President Sarah Holmgren.
Hello.
And Cindy Fry, the District Special Education Director and District Test Coordinator.
Hi there.
Hello, hello, hello. If you're listening and you have a question, you can call our station at 907-772-3808. And we're going to talk all about the district and campus connection stuff today. Cindy, I'm so excited to have you today. Oh, let's see. Do I have your right mic on? Oh, I have the wrong mic on for you. Give me 1 second and I'll fix you so we can actually hear you. That is really important. Okay, now can I hear you, Cindy? Let's see.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, you sound great now. Perfect. It's important to me that everyone hears you. Cindy, I know you have all sorts of school maintenance updates for me, including the roof.
Yes.
How is it going?
The roof is coming along. The heat trace and the snow stops are done, and they're continuing to replace the vents. Those are about 80% complete. We're waiting for the rest to come in on a shipment, and then that will be done.
That's exciting because I know this has been a project that's been going on for a while. Every so often when I come to work, I see people on the roof and I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait for it to be done.
Yeah, it's been ongoing for sure.
Nice. Okay, well, I'm looking for 80% done is pretty good. So hopefully they can get all the way done soon. That's a big update. And let's see, do we have any other bits of the school? I feel like you told me about something else. No. Yes, yes, yes. School. And Cindy, you also have all sorts of testing updates for the district. For me.
I do. We've received back our Alaska Developmental Profile, which is the assessment we do for basically kindergarten readiness for students coming into the district. And our students, thanks to all the hard work of our families and our early learning centers, are coming in ready to learn for kindergarten. We scored in all the different criterias higher than the state averages. And so we're really happy and pleased with our students' progress and that they're ready to learn when they come into Stedman Elementary.
Nice. That's exciting. Have we been ranking above the state for a while? Is this new?
We have. And I think it's a lot has to do with the partnerships between the school district and those early learning centers to get some of that early phonological awareness, letter identification, sounds, all that pre-learning that's really important for reading. There's been some partnerships in the past, and then we're continuing to push in and support at those centers. And then families, of course, anytime that parents read to their children when they're young, just helps develop those early skills that build the foundations for being successful in education and in life. So we're very thankful that we have that partnership.
Nice. That's some good news then. Yay for our kindergartners. Any other important testing?
Yeah,
updates?
So we do have the national, the NAEP test coming up. It's a national test, and that is for our 8th graders. That's happening on January 29th. Parents all should have received a letter with information. If there's any questions about that, people can call me at the district. We're preparing for our spring assessments, which includes our ACT for our juniors, and Work Keys is another option for our juniors that we offer. Our sophomores will be taking the pre-ACT, and then we're preparing for 3rd grade through 9th grade to do our AK Science and our Alaska STAR assessment. So that's our reading and math. So there's a lot of testing that we're starting to prepare now for that's happening starting in April.
Okay. National testing for colleges.
Yep.
And then
state-based. And we use that information to drive instruction. So that ties in nicely to our visible learning that we've been doing and our intentionality in classrooms to address any skill deficits and make sure all of our students are moving forward academically and skill-based, and they're just all successful. So that is important for us.
Yeah. Well, any words of encouragement for all the students testing then these next few months?
Oh, just get a really good night's sleep and come in ready to show what you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other important updates on the testing front that folks should know?
I think that's the main events. It's a lot. There's always a lot of testing, but it's a lot.
The spring is kind of always a hectic testing season, I feel like.
It is.
I'm flashing back to my high school days, and I do remember quite a few standardized tests at that time. Okay. And also happening in the spring is teacher contracts are being offered.
Yes, tell me about that. We're very excited to be able to offer them so early in the year. We're offering both our tenured teachers as well as our non-tenured teachers. We've got a few that are not coming back in the fall from retirement and just resignation with changes in family life. So we want to get them out as soon as possible to see who is able to commit for next year. And then if we have any openings, we'll start advertising. But we're pretty excited to be able to offer it so early in January for staff to be able to start planning already for themselves for the fall.
Mm-hmm. So this is early kind of in the year to be offered contracts.
I would say earlier. Yeah, we usually try. It just kind of depends on the budget. But fortunately, we are going to have fewer, we're anticipating fewer kids next year. But based on the numbers from this year, we feel pretty confident about being able to offer everybody a contract. We're feeling pretty comfortable. So
that sounds like a good deal then.
It is. Yeah, we're very happy to do it. And then I think, you know, for even non-tenured teachers, which sometimes districts will wait a little bit on offering those only because they're, again, it all has to do with budget and what you can and can't do within those, you know, how much money you have. But we're excited that we're able to plan to offer those already because they are valuable staff. It's just where they're at and how long they've been working for the district is the delineation.
Hmm. Okay, then contracts for both tenured and non-tenured staff. Anything else on the teacher contract front?
No, they'll have, I think, 30 days to consider it, and then that will help also with planning if anybody else was contemplating retirement or a change in life. So,
okay, and then a game plan for the district on how to move forward.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Sarah, then looking forward at the meeting tonight. What's happening tonight? What are we working on?
So we've got a few board policies, and then honestly, most of them are cleanup. Our second and final reading is more of a also a cleanup. If you're able to have a chance to read them, you can see some of it is just even changing the words teacher to staff, is just kind of making the policies more inclusive to be specific to. Or I guess less specific so that it's addressing that policy would be for anyone who's a district employee. A couple of board policies being changed to ARs because that's really where they should be under the banner of crisis. Anything, whether it's, you know, anything that could happen at the district, both pandemic or fire or something worse, you know. So some of it is just a cleanup. And then we are starting on our winter policy updates, the AASB recommends, but that one again is also more of a cleanup if you go and look at the changes that are being proposed. So I don't expect anybody having any concerns with the policies because it is more semantics, but it's always good when you find a mistake or you can clean it up is best to do it. So that's what we're kind of involved in.
Crossing T's and dotting I's.
Correct. Yeah. And just making it more general so it's more inclusive of everybody. The agenda isn't particularly long. We are missing our superintendent because she's at another board meeting and our finance director. So I don't perceive it to be a very long meeting. But of course, we'll take our time if people need to still review things. But it is kind of a short agenda tonight.
And some of these policy updates, this is their second reading, right?
Yeah, we have to, whenever we propose a change to a policy, you have to have a second reading. And then you also have what you call, we gavel out for a public testimony in case anybody in the community wants to specifically address that policy. Every once in a while you do, but these are pretty straightforward. I would be surprised unless someone has a question about it, that public hearing will last not very long. Maybe a few seconds if nobody wants to speak.
Okay, well, good to know then. All sorts of updates happening. You can always find all of this information online at the district's website, too, if you're curious about what they're changing. Also, far, far off in February, I know there is a joint borough and school board work session happening. What is that?
Oh, so each year, I think we took a few years off with COVID, but we try and meet with the borough assembly to discuss our budget because a portion of the budget does come from them. Come from our residents through the borough. And so it's more to let the borough know, assembly know how we're doing financially, but also how that money's being spent and whether we are requesting the full amount that they can contribute and whether we'll need it or not. And so that's more of just to keep them in the loop about everything so that they have a chance to ask us direct questions at that time. So we did one last year. And that was nice because it was kind of a Q&A after Robin and Shannon, our finance director, did a kind of a presentation on where the district was at financially. And so then that way it could track with any questions they had as they're starting to prepare their budget, whether they can afford to, what they can afford to contribute to the school district.
Mm-hmm. And do you have the date in front of you? I see you have a printout. Do I have the date?
I have it, but it's somewhere. Let me see. I
think it's end of February.
That sounds right. Let me look on my calendar real quick, but it is, I want to see the 26th. Yes, the 26th at 6 p.m. And it is in the Borough Assembly Chambers.
Okay, for the dedicated followers of the budget, that's where that is. Okay, perfect. Thank you, Sarah. And Cindy, I want to bounce back to you because I skipped over fundraising for Close Up. Tell me all about that. I just read a PSA. I'm very excited.
Yeah, so we have a lot of really great fundraising going on in the district. We have two big trips this year. Close Up will be happening in March. That's our Washington, D.C. trip. So we have a dessert auction at the games happening this weekend. And then we're taking pre-orders right now for bagels, fresh baked bagels, that would be picked up on this coming Sunday. So we can take orders up until Friday. And so those are packs of four for $20 a piece. All the money goes directly to the students from that trip. You could choose between an everything, a cheddar, or a cheddar and jalapeno. And then coming up in February, we are having burritos. These are the big 12-inch burritos that are full of pulled pork and rice and black beans and salsa and cheese. They're delicious. They freeze exceptionally well and are a quick dinner. And so those are going to be picked up on February 17th. And those, all the orders can just go through the high school office, and you can buy individual burritos for $10, or you can load up five for $45. So concessions are happening, basketball games are happening. I think there's going to be another fundraiser for the drama group that's traveling this summer, so keep an eye out for that. And yeah, lots of things happening for students at the schools, which is what it should be.
Yeah, and we've got games this weekend, high school basketball. I think it is the boys playing Craig, and the girls are traveling to Craig. Just so if you're wanting some, get out of the house Friday and Saturday, come to the games, and you can eat at the concessions.
Get some delicious Frito pies.
Yum.
Nowhere place in town, Frito pies.
It's a good weekend to support our high schoolers then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anything that I missed when it comes to the school district or the meeting tonight that folks should know about? I feel like we've covered a lot of ground.
I don't think we have any. Yeah.
I think we're good.
We covered it all. Unless anybody called in for a question. So,
not yet. I hope one day someone calls and talks to me. But, well, thank you both for being here. That's going to be all the time we have for Campus Connection with Sarah Holmgren and Cindy Fry. Thank you both for joining.